Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the WIP Morning Show. John Ritchie, James Seltzer in for Joe DeCamera. Rhea Hughes, Fran Rojas hanging out. So do we think that Joe is in the Caribbean with Fred Barnett, like he alluded to? Or do we think he was just, you know,
probably
doing Joe things and
trying to make us think he was there? Why would
he's
he have to be
there
in the Caribbean? Maybe it's not.
Well, that's
the Caribbean
where he said that he went with Fred last time, right? Was it Bermuda or something like that, I think?
I think so, yep.
Was there a reason it was
famous
there?
Famous toilet incident?
I think he has a house there.
Fred's
yeah,
house.
He has a house
so
there.
So it would be probably
that would be my
in
guess,
the same place.
Yes.
Huh. Yeah. So he alluded to it. How?
He was like, oh, maybe I'll be hanging with Fred Barnett. Maybe I'm going to remember he did the whole before he left thing.
He doesn't ever tell you. So that was just, I believe that he just threw
that out. I think he thinks it's hilarious or whatever. Oh, everyone's going to wonder where I am. It's like, you know what? Good riddance. Do your thing. It's fine. Yeah.
Good riddance. Fine. That's a little harsh.
I'm joking. It's fine. all I'll say, and it's no offense to a great eagle, but I honestly will think less of you, Fred Barnett, if you had Joe back to your house. All right, 215-592-949.
Yeah, sort of.
All right, coming up in a couple minutes.
Not really.
No, we love you, Fred, and if it, you know,
we love both of you guys.
Look, we all make mistakes.
A little bit. Sort of. We love one of you guys more.
Yeah,
than the
you
other.
Know. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kind
lot
of love.
Lot of love.
Kind
here.
Of love one of you guys.
Lot
we
of
love.
Love
one of you guys.
Yes. Fred.
Sort of love the other.
All right. Coming up in a couple minutes, you'll hear from Bryce Harper. Bryce joined the ESPN broadcast last night for Sunday Night Baseball, gave an update on the wrist, how he's feeling. We haven't heard from Bryce a lot. A few times here and there, we've heard from Topper. We've heard, you know, all the stuff. Good to hear from Bryce last night. We'll judge how he sounds, what we think of it. That's coming up in a couple minutes. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Dave in Maryland. What up, Dave?
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning.
Morning, Dave.
I just thought the series that really got me to buy in on the Phillies was the Blue Jays series when they threw Wheeler, Sanchez, Suarez, and a good hitting team. They just shut them down for a weekend. You're getting the same thing this next 2 days, 3 days with the Astros. And just having the Mets series, they're beating good teams, even without Bryce, even without their lineup at full strength. But what I think is the obvious need is the bullpen.
Agree.
And I think, like James said, at some point you got to be willing to, put the powder, put the grin. And there's three teams in the American League with the Twins, Orioles, and A's that have closers that you would have to give up a lot for.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what this team needs. And, you know, if this is the year, which I think it is, that you have to go all in, a Duran, Batista, or Mason Miller at the end, even if you have to give up a Crawford, Abel, or somebody else,
yeah,
I think you have to do it.
Dave, I'm starting to get there, too. Like, Aiden, I'm not trading Aiden Miller and Painter. Like, I kind of go in hoping, planning not to move those two guys. But otherwise, I'm pretty open-minded about potential options. And you mentioned some interesting teams. I think the Twins and Orioles are both, particularly the Twins are interesting because of the Byron Buxton thing, too. You know, top center fielder for them, right-handed power bat has been on fire. Now, the issue with Byron Buxton is I don't know if he's ever made it through a season.
On the field.
Yeah, he's the all-time gets hurt guy, but
he's a soft tissue guy.
Super, just all kinds of injuries. He's had all kinds of issues staying on the field throughout his career, but he is super talented. He is white hot, and you would think that, you know, might not cost as much because he has struggled to stay on the field. But to your point, Dave, they do have Duran as their closer, who is lights out. They have Griffin Jacks as their setup guy, who would be he would be the best reliever in this Phillies bullpen today if they traded for him. So I think that's an interesting team to point out. Obviously, Bautista is an interesting name. I'm with you. I look, Mason Miller, there's a little too much control left on that. I think Mason Miller would cost the most of all those guys, but regardless, Dave.
Yeah, he has a 5.40 ERA this year as well.
Sure, yeah. I just think that...
But he's awesome.
Yeah, he's super down, a lot of control and all that. But I do think, Dave, to your point, it's starting to feel like I'm willing to start to trade guys that I might not have been willing to before. You know, this team is proving it to me.
Can I make a quick point on the NBA before just watching the post-game interviews last night, obviously we talked about the Sixers and how far away they are on the court. Just listening to those guys and how much they appreciated each other as teammates last night, that's even the Sixers even further away with that component. So
I think organizationally, how they're functioning as an organization, the Thunder are running laps around the Sixers, and the Pacers are running laps around the Sixers. And to your point,
It was great to watch. Children of the Corn is my answer for
that's
the...
That's a great answer, Dave. Nice call across the board. Yeah, Children of the Corn, a really good answer for
Malachi.
It came up last week, right? Or a week and a half ago, you brought up the whole Malachi thing randomly. Yeah.
He's talking about the Corn song, right?
No, he's talking about the movie Children of the Corn.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I probably should.
I'm buddy. Sorry. Nice try.
Malachi
Fran showing
was
his
nasty.
Age right there.
The leader of the evil children.
Yes,
Fran.
Yes.
Fearful Franny. Fearful Fran.
That's true. Fearful Fran. That's probably why he's not into it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm afraid of Richie because he doesn't like me. So.
That's what Fran was saying during
really?
The commercial. Yeah.
Oh, so this is not
he
something I knew about.
He perceives that I dislike him.
Hmm.
And I was not aware. I didn't think
why does
I
he
disliked
think
Fran.
Well, every time he looks at me, he gives me a scowl.
So this is a body language, a face expert type stuff going on here.
Facial expressions.
Yeah. Do you have a resting jerk face to Fran or something like that?
I do have a major problem. My horn got bitten by a mosquito.
Inside baseball, John has not talked about much else off the air besides this mosquito.
It's driving
bite this
me
morning.
Insane.
It has been the main topic of conversation off the air has been this mosquito bite.
Well, first of all, I've been doing a lot of farming.
I've been farming
my yard.
You literally said the words... I'm a farmer came out of your mouth during the last break.
I love it. I decided everything. Actually, Alicia and I decided let's try to grow stuff. Uh-huh. And when you're growing flowers, it's cool. But when you're growing, watermelons and tomatoes and cucumbers and thyme, now I can go out and grab some basil from the garden, growing some strawberries, although I don't know. I haven't seen a strawberry anywhere. Trying to grow strawberries, but, going out and staying on top, growing fig trees, but the deer are going crazy, attacking my fig trees. But the point is, this rogue mosquito somehow, I walked inside
rogue
yesterday.
Mosquito. Aren't they all rogue?
Yes. Well, yes. I'm wondering if I'm watering too much because now this mosquito somehow attacked me in such a way, this is the itchiest I've ever felt a mosquito bite because it's right on my horn.
Yeah.
Right on the broken horn, my left horn. So it's sticking out even more than it should, I think. And he injected me with a lot of that itchy stuff. So this mosquito bite is an all-time worst mosquito bite. I am positive. And it's so close to my brain, it's impossible to forget.
Yeah, you don't have to tell me. I've been with you all morning. I know how bad it is. 215-592-9494. All right, I promised the Bryce Harper sound. That's going to come up next. The first thing when we get back, we will play for you Bryce Harper last night on the ESPN broadcast. talking about his wrist, talking about coming back from the injury, how he's feeling. Really interesting insight into specifically with Bryce, how he's feeling, how he's coming along. That's coming up next. Good morning. It is the WIP Morning Show. John Ritchie, James Seltzer in for Jody Cameron, Rhea Hughes, Fran Rojas, hanging out.
That song, man. Franny. Yes.
Oh, you like me now?
Yes.
You like me now?
I like Franny now.
It is. Yes.
Fearful Franny, no more.
So you admit you didn't like me before?
Yeah.
No.
That was what
you
that
just
was.
Did it. You
yeah.
like,
yes.
No,
we all heard
I'm
it.
Just, I'm just pretending.
Audio's there.
I'm pretending for effect.
Right.
Nice job on the music. Well done.
Yeah, really awesome, man. Doesn't that feel like the day's going to get off to a great start when you listen to Sweet Child of Mine?
Oh, yeah.
Like that opening is like a carnival.
Yeah. I wasn't going to go carnival, but I get it. It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it.
Me too.
215-592-9494. Coming up in a little bit, we'll let you hear how it sounded. Some highlights from the weekend. The Phils take 2-3 from the Mets, which leads us to our Twitter poll question of the day. Sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. It's Armin's people. Well-trained, friendly, and caring together. Let's drive Armin. Chevy.com. The question is, are you back in on the Phils after winning 2-3? They've won 10-13 after that loss, losing 9-10 there. Have really righted the ship. Resiliency. Played good baseball without Harper. Without Harper, though. And last night, we finally got to hear from Bryce. It's been out for, what, 2 weeks or so now in that range?
June 6th.
June 6th, yeah. Yep. So right around 2 weeks. Harper joined the ESPN broadcast last night, spoke on the injury and how he's feeling.
I know Phillies fans are dying to know, what are you hoping for in terms of a timetable to coming back? Sometime next 10 days, something in that range?
Obviously that would be great. I hope everything goes well enough to be able to do that, but I don't want to put a schedule on anything right now because it's so early in the process. We've swung the last 2 days and swung it well. Come on,
and Rojas pulls it down.
Took 45 swings yesterday, 45 swings again today. Everything went well, so I'm definitely happy about that.
It was something you dealt with a bit last year, yeah?
Yeah, it came on a little bit last year for me and was able to play through it pretty well and then went away in the offseason and came back slowly this year and then got to the point where I couldn't do it. So I thought the best course of action would be, sitting for a couple days and getting it right.
So good, bad. Like I don't really know. You don't love hearing that it, was around last year and it lingered and then it slowly came back this year. And is this something that's going to keep bothering him and all that? But it does sound like, look, he wasn't swinging a bat for a while. He's taken 45 swings the last couple of days. It feels good. He didn't want to put a timetable on it. That's because it felt like it was a lot of like, I'm not sure, but I'm feeling better. But it was kind of no real clarification on
they don't have to rush him back.
No, nor should they. Look,
they played.
Take as long as he always rushes back.
Yeah, and that's the point. Yeah, they haven't fallen off a cliff.
And if this is something that was there last year and has lingered, I think the more rest, the better.
This is right wrist inflammation. This is by definition, lingering. Inflammation. It's chronic. It's not acute. It's the opposite of acute. It's not an injury that just happened. It's a chronic thing, an ongoing saga that goes back. And this is the worst kind of thing. Like for me personally, I had Achilles tendon inflammation, Achilles tendonitis for 2 years. For the last 2 years I was playing, they were on fire. My Achilles, I was trying to tape them differently, like leave the heel open while they taped my ankles, trying everything. There's no escaping it. Just when you've got tendonitis or, an inflammation, a chronic condition, it just comes on and it just doesn't leave because the only way for it to get better is to rest it until the inflammation is gone completely. You can help it along with ice and stim and anti-inflammatories and trying to flush things out. However you want to try to do that, But it really is just a matter of waiting to waiting for it to get better, and that's excruciating. That's worse than the injury itself.
Yeah, well, especially for Bryce, who we know always wants to get back on the field, played through it last year, as we know. And to Rhea's point, I do think if they can keep winning games, it is helpful because it can, you know, be like, Bryce, look, we're winning.
Yeah,
he is going on the trip. He was supposed to go to Miami last week.
Yeah, and
they
then
decided,
he stayed here
at the last minute. But supposedly he is going to Houston.
Okay.
To bat in the cage on Tuesday or Wednesday.
Look, I think overall a positive development. And I do think it is interesting in the whole, you know, what should they do at the trade deadline equation. When you look at the Harper thing, and, you know, you could look at it on the one hand, it's like he's hurt, and are they going to be as good without him? Can he make it? But the other angle on it is how much more Bryce, great Bryce, are we going to get if he comes back healthy and can give you something? Do you have to like grab that and take advantage of it and try and maximize
it? He's 33.
Yeah, he's going to be in October. He's turning 33 in October.
Sure. This is, look, Kyle Schwarber. We have, you hate to name the guys who are getting a little longer in the tooth,
but
we got some gray beards, you know, like it's just the way it is. And this is the window.
Yeah.
So let's maximize it. We're not fooling around here. We've got the talent. We've got the fourth highest payroll in all of baseball. You know, this is a team that should be World Series ready. And we are. We just have to hit. We just have to hit. Time it all up. That's the kicker. And right now, man, we're playing some good baseball. And it feels like the team is believing. And that's going to go a long way. This is a huge series coming up, though.
Yeah, no.
I mean, what a measuring stick. Now have we finally gotten to the point where our pitching staff has surpassed that, in my mind, this legendary pitching staff of the Astros
back when they won the World Series.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, no, but look, they got a chance. And I do think this next month, all these series are important because it informs Dave Dombrowski and John Middleton and the decision they make about how all in they're going to go at the trade deadline a little over a month away. All right, 215-592-9494. We want to get a lot of calls in coming up in a little bit. We'll let you hear how it sounded, the highlights from the weekend, from the series. But again, we want to talk to a lot of callers. Let's start out with our guy, JB in Chestnut Hill. What up, JB?
Good morning. What up, buddy? How you doing?
Hi, JB.
Hey, John. John, you know that the component, the peanut, can be used for explosives?
Mm. Yeah. Dynamite.
Look at you, too.
That's crazy.
The oil can be turned into, nitro. But, your strawberries, are you having a growing problem, or do you just
I've buried them in the soil. I mean, they're kind of flimsy to start. So, the tiny, delicate vines, and I've planted them. They're sprouting out of the ground. I think they're doing well, but there's no, like, I don't know, flowers or produce or berries or any of that. And, you know, maybe I'm just getting a little ahead of myself, but I've been watering for a while with nothing to
show for it.
Yeah.
What I know about farming can show a thimble, but I have a friend who does grow them, and you got to check the pH balance, and the soil has to be super light.
Look at you.
Like real soft tilling.
See, this is already more than a thimble's worth, I'm just going to say.
Yeah.
See, that's
a little too much farming.
It's more than I know.
I've been dabbling in throwing some of the coffee grinds into the soil. So I might be messing with the acidity a lot.
They say you don't want it heavy. It's got to be real light.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh, man.
All right. What do you got on the Phils, JB?
Point.
So I heard a funny quote during the game last night, and it's this team is like, yeah, my cousin Vinny when
I heard that too, yeah.
Right, you know what I mean? Like, her biological clock is ticking, and it is. And Bryce kind of sounded a little bit tired and a little bit, I don't know, it didn't sound like he was exuberant and ready to come back. I think the season's weighing on them all, and you got to get an arm very soon, and you got to go all in this year. You have to. You just, there's no other choice, because otherwise this team is going to turn very...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Very quickly, it's the top of the roller coaster. It's either going to go down in flames or it's going to be a heck of a ride because there's a lot of players that are right on the cusp.
Yeah, I think the top of a roller coaster is a good analogy, and I agree with that with this specific group. But to your point of, you know, what else are they going to do? I do think that the, you know, the decade, 11 years of nothing that we went through after 11 until 22 does have to inform their decisions. Like, I'm with you. Again, I'm at the point where I'm willing to trade guys, but I do think they have to, you have to hold some back. I mean, you do have guys on long-term contracts. You got Harper, we're talking about, it's going to be 33 in October. You know, Nola signed for a long time. You know, Turner, all these guys, you do need some younger talent at very cheap prices to supplement that, to kind of even it out and balance it. So, like, they are going to need some of these prospects to hit, but on the whole, I agree, like, they have to be committed to this team.
Yeah, I completely agree. And you may be back on, or at least John and Rhea may be back on not being happy with your producer, because my answer is Raspberry Beret by Prince. And he said I never heard the song.
Oh, my God. No.
All right, JB, what? Great call.
Francisco.
Dude. All right, so you're play it coming back from the next break, and you can hear it live.
Only if it's good, though.
Dude, it's Prince. It's
phenomenal.
We're done. Yeah,
it's one of my favorites.
Yeah, me too.
Richie hates me again.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's an awesome song. Raspberry Beret, great answer.
All three of us love it, and we have very different tastes.
Yeah, that's a great point, Rhea. Yeah, it is a good point. So a little Raspberry Beret coming back. Fran can hear it for the first time. Great answer from JB. JB, that's not your fault. That is Fran's fault. Let's talk to Paul in Downingtown. Paulie.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Paul?
So, not much, man. So I'm pretty psyched about the way the Phillies have turned it around. It seems like they've raised the level of their floor, so to speak. And I think a lot of it has to do with something weird that happens, like in team dynamics sometimes when you see a superstar go down. Collectively, the rest of the group picks it up.
Totally.
I think we've definitely seen that. You know, here the last couple of weeks since Harper went down, Stotts definitely picked it up. I think Bomer, Bomer had been coming around anyway, but he's continued. And Trey, like we talked about earlier, he's just been Mr. Consistency. And, you know, so the thing for me is going to be, will the guys that have been scuffling until the last couple of weeks, will they continue to play at this new, better level when Harper returns? And I hope they do, because I think that's going to be the key, you know, to elevating the level of their floor. Like, how bad are they when they're not hitting on all cylinders? That's going to make the difference come playoff time. You know what I mean? That's going to be huge. And
we know, think about the last few playoffs. Think about the huge at-bats that Johan Rojas has had, that Brandon Marsh has had, that, you know, like, these guys come up in big spots. That's what happens in the playoffs. And, you know, that's why it's so important to not have, you know, holes in your lineup like they've been the last few playoffs.
100%. I mean, that having six automatic outs is difficult to deal with at any point in the season.
Totally.
It's impossible in October.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the things I think is interesting is I've kind of been, you know, publicly here on the radio talking about the job that Dusty Waltham does at third base in terms of holding and sending runners. I don't think he does a good job. In fact, I think he's terrible. I think he causes runs. I they brought it up. They highlighted it in the game last night. I think it's probably a nothing burger, but the guys, at least Schwarber, was caught completely ignoring Dusty Stigler.
Yeah, no, he ran right through it. Yeah,
I was shocked that he went.
Better off
and he
guy.
Scored somewhat easily. You know? You know, he slid, yeah. But it was
something that. I was just wondering if it's something that might affect team dynamics in some way, because I honestly I think they're better off as runners looking at the ball, making up their own mind, and completely ignoring the coach on third
so
base.
I think
that cost us runs.
I get it. I don't think it affects team dynamics. I don't think they're in the clubhouse being like, man, can you believe Dusty sent him? He's screwing us. Like, I don't think that happens.
But can a coach get in sort of a... bad
I mean, look, you could do a bad job as a third base coach.
Guy.
I don't know that he has cost them games with it, Paul. But
I don't know if he's cost games, but he costs runs. He's too conservative. There's too many times our guys.
Yeah, I do agree with you. He is conservative.
Line,
I agree,
you know?
For a team you know has gone through stretches of not scoring runs, I do think they need to capitalize in those situations. But at the same time, too, like. I mean, Schwarber's slow. Bohm is slow. Cassianos is slow. You know, I mean, seriously. So it is something where if you're Dusty, you're not just weighing the situation, but you're weighing the guy running. And he might, you know, maybe it's a edict where
he's
they're like, hey, be
conservative.
More conservative with the slow guys because we don't want to see them get caught at home again, you know? So I generally don't disagree with you, Paul, but I don't know if it's as big a deal as you know, it feels like it is to you.
And lastly, just on Rhea, I feel bad for people. I mean, generally speaking, I don't feel bad for people that don't enjoy healthy food. Like, you tell me you don't like broccoli, I'm right there with you. I hate
mm-hmm,
that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But not liking honey, I feel bad for you.
I didn't know where you were going with this.
I didn't either. I was like, wow, where could this go?
It is wonderful.
Not liking honey is like not liking pizza or not liking air conditioning.
It's like,
I can feel bad for you.
There are certain things in life that you would just describe as like a joy of life. Like one of the joys of life. Honey feels like a joy of life.
I don't like super sweet stuff.
Man, it's like there's a word, ambrosia. Like when I think of the word ambrosia, I think of how do you describe like something that's like nectar of the gods?
Yeah.
Oh, honey.
Nectar. Yeah.
Honey's
the
closest thing.
You're right. You're right.
And I don't like broccoli, but I do like broccoli rob.
There you go. All right.
Bitter.
Paulie, right? That jives. Paulie, you got a answer for us? Food in the title. Speaking of food, right?
Yeah. The greatest food of all time to me is pizza, so I'm going with the lamest answer ever, Mystic Pizza. Just
I love
it's not
movie.
That lame. Why does he think that's such a lame answer?
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck is in that
young
movie.
Julia.
Like a young,
Young, yeah. That's the first time I remember seeing Julia when I was young.
Or no, I'm sorry, Vince Vaughn. I'm just,
I
meant Vince
young
Vaughn.
Young Julia Roberts. Really, that's a really good answer.
It's a good movie.
Yeah,
it's
a
good
movie.
Little movie.
Yeah, it is a good little movie. 215-592-9494. Coming up in a couple minutes. We'll play you how it sounded, a montage of the weekend's highlights, the ups from Friday, the downs from Saturday, and then the ups again from Sunday. By the way, 7 home runs on Saturday. Oh. That was something to live through.
Yeah.
It was something to watch. We'll let you hear the highlights from that, the good and the bad coming up in a minute. Let's talk to our buddy Ed in Phoenixville. What up, Ed?
Good morning, team. You know what? When I can handle sort of the up and down of, you know, Castellanos, you know, the base running, that whole, like, you know, photo finish with he and JT. I didn't see the first half of that play to where, like, how did JT catch him? Was it Cassie not reading the fly ball, or was it JT just being super aggressive?
It was a little bit of both.
Yeah.
JT had a great read on it. Cassie slow. Cassie didn't have the best read. And it was a combination of those things, and JT just being much faster than Castellanos, which is hilarious.
But it's nice to have that Lizardo stopper to say, okay, there could be a lot of craziness going on in the lineup, but him going out for that seventh inning really showed a lot to me in terms of the guys at almost 100 pitches anyway, and Topper letting him kind of, you know. I think it was important that he pulled him when he did. But
I agree. And credit to Romano. Like, that was a big spot to come in and mow him down. Like, that was good to see.
Yeah, and I think but going back to Harper, how important he is to the lineup. Like, with Castellanos, you're going to get really hot or you're going to get really cold. With Harper, even when he wasn't hitting, he was getting on base. Same thing with Schwarber. And I think it's just gonna put that much more stress on our starting pitching to where, like, I don't know where it's gonna come from. Like, you know, Cassie's not gonna magically start drawing walks. He's never drawn 50 walks
during a season.
Yeah, and it's really hard to walk when you only see one pitch per at bat, too. Makes it really
tough. Loves that first pitch.
Unbelievable. It's almost like after the thing in Florida, and he's like, all right, well, screw you. I'm just going to do whatever the hell I want. He's going to swing at every pitch. Like, it's crazy, you know?
He's hitting them.
Yeah, hey, you know, yeah, exactly.
It's crazy that he
hits
that.
It's harder to get
thing.
Mad at it when you're hitting it, but to, you know, Ed's point, we know that Cassie can get cold, and, you know, when he is swinging freely like that, maybe he's not taking the way he has been a lot this season. So it is important that he stay within himself.
I think so.
Know? Yeah.
Yeah, so I just hope that he kind of, you know, figures that out, but, you know, I don't know if it was this series or the series before, but, you know, Brandon Marsh, I'm still not really in on him yet, but it seems like every time I see him against a left-handed batter, he had a hit, I think it was Friday or maybe Thursday.
He's been pretty good this year comparatively. I think his career OPS versus lefties is like 592, and he's 7-something this year, 750 or something like that.
And they're going to face a bunch in Houston,
yeah,
right?
And yeah. Look, you know, with Rojas becoming Johan Rojas again as an offensive player after that nice start to the season, you know, Marsh is important. Obviously, we all hope they add an outfield bat, but, you know, Marsh is important. Marsh is going to play. He's clearly their fourth outfielder if they do trade for somebody. He might even start instead of Kepler and left in certain games and all that type of stuff. So, Brandon Marsh, and again, I'm with you, Ed. Like, I really need to see it in the playoffs before I'm going to be fully in on Brandon Marsh, but... You know, credit where due again. You know, he got sent to the freaking minors. That's how bad Brandon Marsh was.
I wasn't buying that injury.
Yeah, me neither. That yeah. That felt like a phantom IL. But then, you know, has rebounded. So credit there. I need to see it longer and in big spots, but there are certainly reasons for optimism with Brandon Marsh where there weren't before it.
Exactly. Started dipping my toes back in. So anyway, I got my answer. And it's so funny you guys are talking about growing vegetables, John. Mm-hmm. And it's the movie that, you know, it's one of my favorite Disney movies. I think it's a Disney movie. And it got my daughter into cooking. I'm going to say Ratatouille.
So I've been waiting for it. It's a potential winning answer.
Awesome.
Great movie.
Great one. I actually saw Anthony Bourdain apparently said he thinks it's the best food movie ever made.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a love letter to cooking.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
It really is.
It's a great movie. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phones in a minute. Plus, again, your chance to that answer you heard there. If you give us the best answer for a title of a book, a movie, a TV show, whatever, that has food in the title or drink in the title, any kind of food or drink. It could be water in the title, anything. Best answer is going to win Bare Naked Lady tickets. We'll pick the winner at the end of the show. Coming back to the phones in a minute, but in case you missed it, in case you're just waking up, in case you saw Friday but missed last night, whatever, the weekend, Phillies win 10-2 on Friday, lose 11-4 on Saturday, and then a 7-1 dominant victory yesterday in the rubber match to win the series. Here's a little taste of the weekend itself, the highlights, the ups and downs. Here's a little montage of the weekend.
Swing and a miss, struck him out. Wheeler takes a peek back at Phil Cuzzi, says I got him anyway. Castellanos coming around third. JT is right behind him, and they both score! 8-2, Phillies lead it. In a foot race for the plate, JT nearly caught Castellanos. Back, track, wall, gone! Over the angled wall, Nick Castellanos with an exclamation point. And it's hit deep to right. And the Mets have gone back to back to back as Juan Soto smokes one into the lower seats in right field. Pitch swung on, hit high in the air, deep right field. And that's another home run for the Mets and another second deck home run for the Mets. Going back on it, Taylor to the track, looking up, it is gone! Off the ivy in dead center as Kyle Schwarber with number 24. Taylor going back, looking up, and that ball is gone! It's a three-run home run for Edmundo Sosa. They're all standing now for Luzardo as his first foray into the Phillies-Mets rivalry is a successful one. And he leaves to a lot of cheers here at Citizens Bank Park. The Phillies win it, and they win the series here this weekend as the Phillies once again take over sole possession of first place in the East.
So much to react to from the weekend. Lizardo, you know, you heard there the ovation leaving the field. He does feel like a... he's got that kind of big game feel to him. He hasn't pitched in many big games, but he gets so competitive. And to your point, coming back out for that inning and you're trying to give them all he had. I'm excited to see Lizardo in some big spots.
107 in that one. Yeah. And that's the thing. All of our guys get to those deep spots. And it just feels like, man, we are so quality, such high quality. We're stacked. Why? You listen to those the highlights. It's so awesome thinking back. The picture in my mind's eye from the weekend, the Mets defense, why did it seem so sparse? I mean, there was...
Yeah, it felt like a lot of balls dropped. Is that what you're talking about? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It just... Positioning, so like,
I don't know.
Are they that bad positioning-wise, or were we that lucky with where we were hitting the ball, or that skillful with hitting the ball where they weren't, I guess? It looked like it always took forever. I mean, when Casty's driving Kyle Schwarber home from first base.
Totally.
It's taking quite a while for them to get to the ball.
Yeah, I think it's probably more luck than anything, but maybe some bad positioning, some bad defensive alignments. But I'm with you. I noticed that all weekend long. It felt like a lot of the little bloop things where you're like, oh, they got that. Yeah. It would fall in.
Now, we do
have to talk about one negative in terms of a ball falling in, because he has been a topic of conversation defensively last week in Miami and the whole thing. That Castellanos play, where he missed the ball and essentially was in foul territory as the ball went fair. I mean, it might be the worst read on a fly ball I've ever seen in my life. I mean, could you be more wrong? He was standing in foul territory and the ball's falling fair. Rhea,
bizarre.
That was crazy.
Well, I don't expect him to do a lot defensively, but that just appeared that like he lost focus.
He just lost. Yeah. Which again, and Richie, you brought this up last week, and I thought it was a really important thing to remember with the whole Castellanos being pulled late for defensive replacement, getting upset, then he doesn't get pulled the next few games. That whole thing, you pointed that out. Was it 2 years ago or something where he came out and talked about how during the regular season he loses focus and he struggles
to stay focused out there.
Yes. So it's like
outfielders in Little League.
Yes. And you know what? you know who I would like to replace late in games? An outfielder who might not be locked in at all times. Yeah. Sure. So I thought that was a fascinating point. And it'll be interesting to see this kind of continue. Like the Casty right field thing, the attitude, whether he gets replaced again.
There is some. There are remnants. There's still some begrudging going on.
Yeah.
And, you know, so far it has sort of given him Hulk strength. You know, he in Hulk smash mode is swinging at everything and connecting. Now, what happens if he gets cold and he stays in Hulk smash mode? Then everyone's going to be pretty ticked, you know? And we lose some games because he's swinging at everything and missing because they start pitching low and away again outside the strike zone.
Yeah, it's a small margin.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
For error with that. Yeah. So, no, it's going to be fascinating, though, to track that. And I'm really interested to see, because we know it happened two straight games in Miami after he benched him for the game and came back. Two straight close games. He did not replace him late.
I thought it was hilarious on Thursday. Now, I was off on Friday, and I was laughing when I saw, you know, how the game ended.
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable.
And
yeah.
I was not the least bit surprised that not only was he back out there, that they weren't going to pull him.
Oh,
it didn't surprise me in the least.
Yeah, and I definitely think it was because of the reaction,
and
all
celebrated.
That.
Celebrated. Oh, I'm so...
I know. Let me rip
I'm
my
so
shirt
proud.
Off.
I'm so excited.
Like the Hulk,
for him.
Actually,
and
ironically.
He did the Hulk smash shirt rip.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm very excited about the team. Like I said, I'm in on this group. I would make moves as of now at the deadline. But I do think that is a lingering thing. How Topper handles it, will he be willing to remove Casty in situations where he clearly should moving forward? How does Casty handle it?
They have to communicate better, because I mean, what's clear to me is that Castellanos didn't expect it.
Oh yeah, which is crazy, because I'm sure they talked about it at least to a certain.
I mean,
point,
and
you know,
we played that sound for, but I'm still.
Yeah, Scott
not
Fransky said that they talked about, or that Topper told him
he absolutely is sure he told him.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the same as saying he told him that night.
For sure.
But I think it's something that they have to communicate on. And I think that there was a lack of communication. And I don't mind Castellanos getting angry for getting pulled out. I prefer players. I like when people are upset when things aren't going right. Mm-hmm. I do. I mean, to me, the stoic guys never work for me. It never has. So I didn't mind it, but I think they both, and Thompson especially, because you're the manager.
Yeah,
you gotta communicate better.
Totally. And look, I like some fire too, but I also, you know, within reason. And
I got the impression he was disparaging toward a teammate, though. That was part
look,
of
we
that.
Don't know. Yeah. We don't know. That would be my best guess, because I don't know. I don't think he like said
dark.
Something like horrible to Topper about him. Like, I don't think he called him some name or something. That'd be why he benched. I think the most likely explanation for why he got benched was he's
you're benching me, but not other
that
people.
That guy, or you're putting this whatever in for me,
guy.
Or whatever, you know? So. I agree, but if nothing else, I think it is an interesting thing to monitor. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones and talk to our buddy Black Gritty. What up, O?
Baby mama, Slim Richie, Rhea. Could you guys patch me over to Rod's number? The radio show has been sounding really good today. I'm just trying to leave a message on his voicemail, trying to figure out what it is, and we can get it back on the schedule. You know what I mean? People talking articulately, knowing what honey is. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, there's weird things going on. I'm not used to people having
it. It's a good question.
Now.
You think Joe has ever had honey? It's a great question.
It's possible he has never tasted honey.
It's absolutely possible he's never tasted
honey. And it's possible he never will.
Yeah.
Ask him about ambrosia, just for good comedy. Just ask him about ambrosia.
Yeah,
no
what
chance.
Is ambrosia?
No chance.
His brain will sizzle. You know what I'm saying? His brain will sizzle. Hey, guys.
You know what, though? He might be listening to us right now.
Yeah.
So is it possible that even... he's not one to do research, but is it possible...
No, he doesn't learn through osmosis. He's not that bright, unless he's in the bathtub with a book. I mean, it's not how he rolls. let me talk about the finals last night, and I want to talk about the Phils, because it kind of rolls together. So I watched OKC fumble three Hall of Famers in their prime that took them to a finals. They fumbled them away, lost everything, traded all that away, worked their way back to a finals and win one in a time span that the Sixers have done what? So everybody on the internet talking about, well, Halliburton's out and Tatum's out, and next year could be our chance. You are a moron. You are an idiot. You are one of the dumbest people in America. You, like me, are a Sixers fan. I know I'm a fan. I'm just not that dumb. If people don't want Ace Bailey, I want Ace Bailey. I want a dog. I want somebody who's going to show up for practice mad, who wants to prove to the world that he's somebody and doesn't want to be on a trash organization like the Sixers. Everybody, he doesn't want to be here. Don't take him. I got a dude not showing up for practice. I got McCain and Maxey, who I love, but they're so happy and positive. I want somebody angry to go to work and do their job and show everybody that they were wrong. You better draft this kid, because anything else, I don't know is going to happen. Now, that rolls into the Phillies. James, the Phillies are winning the World Series.
Whoa!
The Phillies are winning the World Series. And the only way they're going to win it is to make major moves at this deadline, bro. My window is shrinking. You talking about the future with Turner? Turner's getting worse by the day.
Yeah,
defense is trash hand. Okay, he's had to play hitting stuff cool. Bryce, thank you for choosing me. But Topper doesn't defend you out there on the plate. You get hit every other week. You're injured every year. We need to make moves now. I want to win today. I'm looking at OKC, looking at a decade in between getting back to the finals. My team is going backwards year after year. You better make these moves, Dombrowski, and get me this World Series, because this is our year to win. I don't care about the future. I don't care about the past. I care about right now. What was the question?
Food or drink in a title?
So I'm going to keep the ball rolling with stuff that the young Thundercat doesn't know. I want to say cocktails with Tom Cruise. That's a classic. It's not a winning answer.
Yeah.
I just know he's never seen
cocktail,
it.
Cocktail, that counts. I think cocktail is
a
drink.
It's a dumb movie.
Yeah, it is a dumb
movie. Really dumb movie.
It is.
It's a really dumb movie. It's a classic, but he's never seen it.
That's one of Joe's favorites.
Yeah, Joe loves cocktails.
Seriously?
Elizabeth Shue.
Well, at least I do you some love, Joe. I talk to you guys.
I love
Thank
you.
Thank you, Owen.
Yeah.
Miss you, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Joe obsesses over that.
Loves cocktail. Big fan.
In a really gross way.
It just makes you uncomfortable.
The way he talks about
like that
the waterfall.
Movie in the least.
And,
it is, there's some things about Joe where it's like, all right, you know, not.
Keep it away. Which is worse, that or watching him put his foot in his mouth?
Well, his foot.
No, see, what you guys are at an advantage, especially you, John, and you, James, from where you generally normally are in the producer's booth.
Oh, yeah,
and
you're like right in. Yeah,
I look directly over at his bare feet every single show, and it gross. I literally want to go put something over there, like an ottoman or something, so I don't have to look at it.
Well, it's blocked from my view. It is horrifying.
Yeah.
You're right. And then they're disgusting hobbit-looking feet, by the way. I don't know if you've noticed that.
Yeah, he's got some
He walks around
gnarly
with
feet.
No socks or shoes, and I don't know, like there's flip-flops somewhere sometimes. And
you can do
feet.
That at home, but not at work.
It's,
well, remember,
it's
at
outrageous.
Home he rubs his feet in
this is a job.
Digs
it's a
his
place
feet
of
in
work.
The carpet. I don't know. Does he do that here, too?
Probably.
Ugh.
Yeah. It's
horrifying. It's gross.
Yeah. It really is.
Abusing the carpet with those hobbit feet.
Honestly, we should. Can we file like an HR complaint about this or something?
I think I can, since I'm being subjected to it.
I don't hate this, you know? How funny would it be if, you know, like Lisa Morton or Cynthia has to come in and be like, Joe, listen, we have to talk about
you gotta
keeping
put
your shoes on at work. Yes, that's got to be embarrassing. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Andy and Deffer. What up, Andy?
Yo, morning team.
We live, we hot.
No, you telling me that clown walks around with his shoes off at work?
How disgusting is that? All the time, Andy. All the time.
Oh, man, that's gross.
It is gross.
Grow up.
It very.
But, that's gross. You know who else does that? I think Buzz does that. So, you know, I guess dorks think alike.
I think Buzz do that. Yes, I agree. Yeah.
Yo, but how great is it to where, you know, the Phillies are cooking and it's cooking outside? I mean, great time of year.
Look at you, wordsmith right there. Yeah. I heard a funny phrase where it's you're either cooking or getting cooked, you're either holding the pot or you're in it. It's pretty good.
You know what's tough though? I mean, you look at the Phillies doing really good. You look at the draft this week. I mean, we lucked out and got the number 3 pick. The only other player that's a superstar, Ace Bailey, don't even want to come here. We're looking at possibly a role player at best at 3. I mean, that's just par for the course with the Sixers. Like, that's what we're getting at 3?
It does seem like the Sixers, quote-unquote, lucking out at 3 in two studs draft feels
I'm with Gritty. I say just get him. Get the best guy.
I am too. I would just take the guy with the highest ceiling, and I have no problem with him having a little dog at him and all that. Like, look, I wouldn't want to come to the Sixers right now either.
My favorite is, he's immature. I'm like, he's 18.
Yeah. How more immature is he than the way this organization runs?
Correct.
Like, what are we doing here?
Their so-called leader, Embiid, shows up late all the time.
Yeah, at least this guy seems like he cares about his future, so.
I mean, it could be superstar potential. So, but I mean, you guys just had that top 11, right? The real team in town. You know, you look at the Eagles around here. You know, and quarterback didn't even make it on the cameras top 11 list, right? Other clowns on the midday, Spike Eskin, always want to rip the quarterback. All we ever wanted in town was a team that always wins, a guy that don't say nothing, and wins Super Bowls. I mean, that's all this
guy
does.
Well, not just that, Andy. I mean, think about, like, the Sixers team we were just talking about, and Embiid, who has had great regular seasons. He's been an MVP. He's been a runner-up twice. He has had greatness in the regular season. But the reason we look at Embiid the way we do look at him is because he has failed to come through in the playoffs. all Jalen does is come through in big spots. Like, big games.
The bigger the game, the better he plays.
Exactly, right? Like, when did that stop mattering the most to us?
Hey, it's a big difference when your legacy has an L next to it with Embiid as a loser, and then you got Hurts that'll have a huge W next to it as a winner. Huge difference as a fan's perspective, as a overall perspective in Hall of Fame careers. And you know what I'm saying? It's a huge difference when you have that next to your legacy. Because in my eyes, Embiid's going down as a loser. Period.
Jalen's not stopping.
He's the most superstar in this town that has the worst legacy.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
In my opinion.
And you got an answer for a food or drink and a title?
Does it have to be a movie?
No, no, it could be a book, TV show, a song for sure.
Well, I mean, you know, in honor of America, what about American Pie?
Already said. Yep.
All right. Well, let's switch it up. You guys never really go with hip hop. What about Cream?
Oh, yeah. That's a great answer, actually. A little Wu-Tang. I love that answer. Was not expecting that from Andy.
I rarely.
That was a pretty measured call, right?
Ever agree with Andy, but the Jalen Hurts slander.
It's crazy.
That has been going on since like the day after the Super Bowl.
It drives me like, Rhea, there are a few things that I get more angry hearing than that.
Yeah. And I was somebody who, you know, during the year, I'm like, oh, the pass, you know, he wasn't pulling the trigger. That does bother me about him. He wins.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really know what else you could want. This guy is held. And it's like, oh, well, it's the offensive line. It's Saquon Barkley. And I'm going, his dual threat ability helps out everybody else too.
Yeah. And look,
I mean, so what are we talking about here?
We spent all these years crushing Donovan, who had great regular seasons.
I was one of them. I was here for
that.
Yeah,
but you know what? When
game.
He didn't win in the playoffs, when he didn't win at all, guess what? Crushed the guy.
Yeah.
All Jalen does is win in the biggest of games. All he does is come through when it matters. Like, that used to be something that was the most important thing to us. And it feels with Jalen, people are kind of shirking that to the side.
There was one insane statement, and I wish I could remember who made it on this radio station, because I would rip them. You know, if so-and-so was here, can you imagine how many more wins the Eagles would have? And I'm like, they've had a lot of wins with Jalen
Hurts.
It's like,
what do you mean more wins? Exactly, yeah.
I'm going, okay, what, like, you know.
They go undefeated.
It's almost impossible to have more it's, without being undefeated.
Literally. Jalen lost one game after the week four of the season, and it was the one he got knocked out of.
23 was dreadful.
Yeah.
For a litany of reasons, one of which was Jalen Hurts.
Sure.
Was, you know, Nick Sirianni and the defense and... But, you know, it's
but look how he rebounded. Look how he came back. What more could he ask for?
For a city that's like, oh, we'll do anything for a championship.
Yep.
Got the championship. Jalen sucks.
It's I'm right there, Rhea. I'm like, it really does feel like we've just kind of changed what we ask for and what we want to suit the.
We got a championship. Now we would like you to be Joe Montana
single
game.
He's going to have four rings, and people are like, well, he missed that throw in the third quarter, so, you know. Not that great. You know, like, what are we doing here?
I don't get it.
215-592.
Didn't we have somebody not even put him in the top 15? Is that Shoeless Joe?
Shoeless Joe over there. Just a nonsensical. I mean, honestly, it's one of the worst things that's happened on the station. Maybe in my lifetime.
Yeah,
that's how bad that list was. All right, 215-592-949.
Ever.
Go back. Ever.
And we did Wing Bowl for years.
Oh, my God. Yeah, exactly. All right, let's go back to the phones and talk to Nick and Bucktowny. What up, Nick?
Hey, what's up? We got the A-team this morning. Good morning, James, John, and Rhea. How are y'all?
Doing great,
morning.
Nick.
Good, good. I'm going to be at that San Diego Padres game. My brother and I are taking my dad to the game.
That'll be a fun series, and the Padres are good. You know, that's a legit series.
Yeah, they're battling it out in the East over there, so for sure, great game. John, did you ever get the OxyQueen for those jeans?
Yeah, actually, the jeans are awesome.
Yay!
Dude,
I'm so happy for you, John.
Seemed like it was a real issue.
What a huge difference! Oh my gosh, like life renewed, and these are the greatest ever. They feel like pajamas.
Awesome,
the greatest, and they no longer stink to high heaven.
Well,
it's an important
thing.
Factor. Yeah,
yeah. So speaking of stinking, man, what are we going to do with these Sixers? They are at a crossroads right now. I feel like what they decide on Wednesday night is going to mean the difference between whether or not this team goes, you know, down the drain completely, or if they still have hope left. I'm hoping for Edgecombe at number three. He's a great perimeter defender. I know we don't really need another guard. What do you guys think?
Look, I want the best player they can get. I don't care what position he plays. I don't care about anything else. I think Ace Bailey seems like he has a higher ceiling than Edgecombe.
Why do you like Edgecombe better than Ace Bailey, Nick?
Well, he's ready to play right now. He's not a project, and he is a defensive stud, and our defense stinks every year.
Yeah, well, I just can't argue that.
Yeah, I just I need a star at three. Anything that I could do to try and maximize.
If this guy is Michael Jordan, it's like, oh my gosh, we don't want to be that team. You know, it does feel like he's got some emotion that could help propel him. But then again, he didn't have the success that I would have liked to have seen at the college level.
It is weird because they had two
both
stars.
Of those guys at Rutgers is really strange. I know Harper was hurt at times and stuff like that. But yeah, you would think having two top five picks, two top three picks, whatever.
If one of them is
like
Michael
that
Jordan,
alone, you would think.
Yeah.
You know,
if one of them is the next Michael Jordan, do they fizzle the way Rutgers did? Or like Michael Jordan, what did he do? Oh, okay, well, in college, he led his team to the national championship repeatedly.
Yeah. I've gone back and forth with Elliot on Ace Bailey. I just go, I'm getting Ben Simmons PTSD.
Yeah, the LSU thing. I think it's a little different, but I get it. Look, I have no idea whether this guy will be good or not, but it does seem like he is the biggest swing of those guys.
I assume whoever the Sixers pick, it'll be a mistake.
Yeah, probably.
That's where I am with them. I mean, it's, you're watching that at OKC, and even Indiana. I mean, they battled. I mean, they battled to make it a 7-game series.
Yeah.
It was fun to watch them.
Oh, they were a blast. Yeah. I mean, they were the story of the playoffs, even though they didn't win it.
CJ McConnell was the story of a lot of that. Well, you know, Halliburton, amazing player. Such a tragic end for him, man. Just nasty, awful injury. And the rehab for that is excruciating from what you hear.
John, the rest of his life, he'll know that at that point in a game seven, he's on a heater.
Yeah.
And rug got pulled out from underneath
him. That's devastating.
I can't imagine.
Yeah. It's one thing like if you're Tatum and it sucks, but you tear your ACL in the Eastern Conference. This is not even just the NBA. It's game seven. You're in game seven of the NBA Finals. This
you
is
put
it.
Your team in
it's
position
like
to actually do this.
Yes,
thing
and you're the guy.
All
odds.
Risk he took. I mean, that was a chance with that injury.
Yeah, look at
it bit him.
Yeah, it did. And look, I get taking the risk. Like, you know, you have a chance.
You take the risk in game seven.
Yeah, but that it is. It's a real shame. Nick, you got an answer for us for a food or drink at a title?
I do, but real quick, I want to go back to what Ed in Phoenixville said. That seventh inning with Lizardo, dude, he made Soto look so silly on that strikeout.
That was awesome. And there was some big, it did feel
Soto
like
Soto was laughing.
Yeah, it was cool seeing that because he got fired up. And Soto, they must know each other a bit or whatever. But
it was a cool dynamic, I guess, also between Real Muto and Soto and Lizardo. Like, it really was awesome to watch.
Well, it felt
that.
Like there were a lot of those type of moments and at bats this weekend where, you know, the Alonso at bat early in the game, it just felt like a lot of like Soto, it just felt with Soto there. Like it felt big. Like this series, for a June series, it felt really,
I didn't
big.
Even have to like, I always checked what time the games are. I'm like, oh, this is Sunday Night Baseball.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I knew. I mean, this is, it feels that way. With
it
the,
did. No,
with
it really did.
Teams.
All right, Nick, you got an answer for us?
I do. One of the most iconic bands of all time, if not the most iconic, and one of their greatest songs, Strawberry Fields Forever by the Beatles.
Yo, that's a great answer. We're getting really good answers. That's a potential winner as well. Songs, there's a lot of fertile ground with songs. I'm just putting that out there for the next 2 hours of the show. A lot of fertile ground with songs. Let's talk to our buddy Rick in Easton. What up, Rick?
Good morning, gang. So a couple things real quick. You know, this is the first time in like 80 years since the Phillies and the Eagles have both been in our city. And I don't even know how many cities can say this. The last 3 years, Super Bowl appearance, loss in the playoffs, Super Bowl win, and the baseball team was in a World Series with also two more appearances in the playoffs in three consecutive years. If you think about it, it's pretty amazing, but it's a good time to be a Philadelphia fan, especially in the outdoor season, in the outdoor team.
Yeah, no, it really is.
Also, I looked at this. You know I'm a numbers guy, Self. You know, I think we're the only baseball team right now. I know we need some pieces, and I know it's still early. We have four starters with seven wins or more, or seven wins, in an era where it's hard to get wins for starters nowadays, and three batters in the top 18 with total hits in Turner, Bohm, and Castellanos. And every time I listen to the show, once in a while I'll hear, when are we going to trade Bohm? When are we going to trade Bohm? You got a third baseman, 28 years old, who really is getting better defensively for $7 million. Is that not a steal at third base?
He's been much better. Look, I think it's fair. The criticism of Bohm has been fair with, you know, the last season. Look, they tried to trade him this offseason because of it, the start of the season this year. But I think while that was fair, we also have to step back and say, you know, he's been awesome for like a month and a half, 2 months. But to that initial point, you know, when the lights are the brightest, when the, you know, we were just talking about Jalen Hurts, like, I need to see Alec Bohm have his head on straight and perform at a high level and not, you know, get frustrated by an out and then, you know, recede into himself or whatever.
We've
like,
seen him tank.
Yeah.
We've seen him just go and turtle up. And, you know, the beginning of the season, as an example, he dug a hole for himself because of emotional, I don't know, like lack of, I don't even know what he was lacking. It just wasn't where he needed to be.
Well, I get it, John. I think sometimes in life you take the good with the bad. Aria, I could not agree 100%. If I hear one more conversation, I know it provokes thought. I know it's a great talk show. If I hear one more conversation about Hurts being in the top five or not, if the ultimate goal is to win a ring,
and we
have 20 draft picks the next 2 years, and you win through the draft, which this city has a hard time doing over the years, and now we figured it out with our football team at least. And I know that McNabb didn't get it done, but Hurts did to team win. The bottom line is, by the way, I have clients in Los Angeles and Boston that listen to this show. It's like arguing, who's better, Montana or Bradshaw? Who cares? They're both wearing four rings.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
So, real quick, I'll go with my answer for today, Tequila Sunrise.
Oh, yeah, sure. We're getting some good answers here. That is a good answer. Drinks are fertile ground for potential titles. Food or drink and a title. Music, a lot of answers there. All right, 215-592-9494. Continuing to react to the Phils taking 2 of 3 from the Mets this weekend. Sole possession of first place in the NL East as we wake up this morning. We'll continue to play some highlights from the game, what happened this weekend. Again, in case you missed it earlier, Bryce Harper injury update from the game last night. We'll play that for you again coming up as well. Plus some interesting information I saw about Tommy John injuries and return time as it relates to Painter. Because we were talking this morning about Painter, John and I, prior to the show. And,
yeah,
you know, it's starting to get, they said July-ish. That's what they told us in spring training. That's what they've been saying all year. We're starting to get
ERAs creeping up there a little bit.
Yeah, but he had a good last start, yeah. But then the couple before it bad. Some interesting information on Tommy John recovery and how that applies to Painter and what he could mean for the team as well. Plus your calls on the Phils Mets.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.